Now, Father, I would like to know what you intend to do. Why don't you let me have a chance to earn some money, too? The crops were never better and the food is stored away. And now it's nothing more than fair that I should share the pay. If things continue as they are, I'll labor all my life and never own a foot of land, a place to keep a wife. Or I shall be compelled to go a little farther west and hunt me up a pretty maid and build for her an heir. Give the boy a chance, give the boy a chance. I know it would be better to far to give the boy a chance. His home will be our shelter when our lost is in and gray, and blessings will attend us when at last he pass away. There's time enough to speculate upon your plans for life. The hair just sprouting on your face and talk about a wife. The height of your ambition seems to be to cut a swell. I'm very sure you get a share of all there is to sell. It takes a little fortune to provide your food and clothes, and that is about the only way in which the money goes. Instead of running with the girls to every show and dance, roll up your sleeves and go to work and you will find a chance. Give the boy a chance, give the boy a chance. I know it would be better for to give the boy a chance. His home will be our shelter when our lobster is thin and gray, and blessings will attend us when at last he pass away. Why, say, be so hard upon the boy, he is our only son. You know the work he has to do is always quickly done. Then give him some encouragement before it is too late, and fix him you a dwelling place to bring his chosen mate. Perhaps he has his faults, but you must search the world around. I don't believe a better boy could anywhere be found. Then give him some encouragement before it is too late, and fix him you a dwelling place to bring his chosen mate. Give the boy a chance, give the boy a chance. I know it would be better for to give the boy a chance. His home will be your shelter when our lost is thin and gray, and blessings will attend us when,